on, guys? I'm here. My name's Max. And I'm here with my boy.
It's your boy, Joey, like always.
You know, we're finally back. You know, we've just been busy signing deals, sponsorships, but we all scrapped them because we realized that's not what we do. And we decided to come back after retiring because we just got so many messages from you guys to come back.
Thousands.
So.
My Instagram DMs, it literally said like 1,000 plus, 999 plus.
Most of them weren't bot accounts.
No, it was all I could see was podcast, question mark, podcast.
Me too, bro. And I had people coming up to me in the streets.
Yeah.
Asking me.
Hey, when's the next podcast? You guys done from the podcast?
It was getting bad, bro, like really bad. So we just decided, you know what? It doesn't cost us any money to do this. Let's do it. And we make money doing it. A lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even checked yet. That boy could be... Oh, man. You don't want to know. Anyways, we're back. We had a lot to talk about.
We definitely have a lot to talk about. It's been probably over a month since we podcasted, correct?
Yeah.
Damn. What, bro? Our longest hiatus of season 2 has probably been like 2 or 3 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks.
And now we're pushing like a month. Yeah,
probably a month and a half at this point.
But that's okay. I mean, it just gives us more stuff to talk about. Right. It gives you a jam-packed episode instead of not.
And just so everybody knows before we even start this episode, me and Max are both deathly tired.
Yes, bro. You don't even want to know. Man, we just drink a whole bottle of NyQuil.
And then a whole bottle of Red Bull.
Just because we can.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the rich person life, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what you got to do to keep your body and mind healthy.
NyQuil and then down some NyQuil with Red Bull.
It gets all your neurons activated. It's like it hits the bottom of the barrel and it comes back up.
Right.
It just makes you feel good. If you guys try it, it's mostly for rich people, though.
Well, it's only for rich people.
Yeah, if you're poor, don't try it.
You'll die.
Yeah, you might fuck yourself badly, bro. Like, you don't even want to know, bro.
But your body can tell, like, if you do this exact same thing, but when you're rich, your body can tell that you're doing it for the neurons firing.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like... There's just a difference between rich people and poor people in their brains. That things just happen like that. Like, we're just wired different.
We're, as you could say, built different.
Almost. Exactly. So, I mean, we're just warning you. If you want to try and be like us, more power to you, but I wouldn't do it if you're poor.
Anyways, so our brains might be fried this episode. But... It's been a fun couple weeks. I've been very busy.
Have you got any new games that you play?
No.
Did the end change your answer?
What?
The end of my statement change your answer?
Yes.
So what new games have you got?
I've gotten a big box of 33 Atari games, which I literally just got them yesterday, so... I need to hook up my Atari and play some of those.
No.
Oh.
You don't want to play Atari, bro.
Have you played Breakout, though?
No.
Like on Google?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Not on the actual Atari, because I could just go on my phone and probably find 1,000 breakouts. I mean, I don't know.
I want the authentic experience.
I just remember having to hook up Ataris all the time at my old job, and just it being the most miserable experience ever, having to test an Atari. And so I wouldn't test them, and I would just say they worked. Just because I didn't want to do it. So... But that was with all the old systems. Like, I never tested the TurboGrafx.
Bro, that's like a $100 system.
Well, I'm assuming it works if someone brought it into us. Because I don't like screwing in that thingy. What's it called?
The coaxial?
Yeah. The coaxial thing never worked on those shitty TVs. So I just... They work.
Yeah, it works.
They work. You know. Just plug it in. Get the steam going.
Yeah.
But... I would like to own a TurboGrafx just to have it on the wall.
Bro, a TurboGrafx would be so nice.
You don't have one?
I wish.
I thought you were rich.
Well, that's...
You're rich of money, but not time.
Right. So I can't be spending all my time of all my free time buying those consoles.
You know? Makes sense.
Even though I could.
Yeah.
Very easy.
You definitely could.
Thousands of them.
That's a drop in the bucket. How much are they? Like 115?
I'd probably say a lot more now since quarantine hit. Probably about 150.
I wonder how bad the gaming market's gonna crash after quarantine. Like everyone's just out on the beach. Right. And just partying
wants
it up.
To play games.
Yeah, games are
it's
just
definitely
done.
Gonna crash.
You think games will be dead? Like no. They'll never come back?
I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't think that's possible.
Hit a gaming recession.
Again?
Just Xbox Series X games look like PS1 games.
Honestly, I don't think that's even slightly remotely possible.
Scary to think about. It's really scary to think about. Because it's definitely possible.
Talking about games and shit, have you seen Among Us on YouTube?
No.
Bro, there's no way.
What is Among Us?
It's a new... Well, it's not a new game. It's a pretty old game, but it's getting popular now. And, okay, so you know what Trouble in Terrorist Town is, right?
Yeah.
Like murder mystery type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, but in like a mobile game. It's either mobile or PC, whichever one you want, obviously. And it's like max of 10 people, and there's like two imposters. And the imposters try to kill everybody while the other crewmates, is what they're called, try to do tasks to end the game before they all get killed. Or they... And... Sorry, my brain not working. So they try to do tasks to end the game before they all get killed. Or what they also do is they can call meetings, and that's when people talk, and it's a big talking thing and accusing. And like,
and this is all mobile?
Yeah. Like, I played it a couple days ago in an Xbox party, but we were all playing on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what you do is not talk during, like, when you're just going around doing tasks and the imposters are killing people.
Yeah.
And then once somebody either finds a dead body or somebody, like, just calls an emergency meeting, that's when you start talking. Then you're like, hey, where were you at?
This sounds fun, bro.
It's like, hey, where were you at when this body was found? Oh, I was just up in med bay doing my tasks. Oh, that's interesting, because I saw you over... I saw you run past this vent.
What happens when
shit like that?
Kill somebody. Like, say you're an imposter and you kill somebody. What's not stopping anyone from just saying, oh, it was him?
Because it's a big map and everybody's going running around trying to do their tasks. So nobody knows. Like, the goal of to be an imposter is to try to kill people in secret.
Oh, so, like, even without the person you killed knowing?
Well, once a meeting happens, the people who are dead aren't supposed to talk.
Oh, okay. So it's just... on the honor factor.
Yeah.
Okay. Kinda.
But, bro.
It came something. I've seen YouTubers play it before. Like, I used to watch The Creatures back in the day, and they used to play games like this. I think it was Trouble. Obviously, they played a little bit of Trouble in Terrorstown, but there was a few other games, like spinoffs of it.
Yeah, they're all super similar.
Yeah, where they're on a boat and it was a murder mystery.
Right.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stuff like that. And people played this in real life, too.
It's so fun. Like, just those couple games that I played in that Xbox party, holy shit, it was hilariously fun.
Would you ever play it in real life?
Maybe, but I don't know how that would work.
They do it all the time, bro. Bro, they do it all the time.
Did you play it in real life?
Yes. You have to dress up. Like, they make you dress up, like, in masquerade.
That'd be fucking interesting.
Like, couples do it and they go on dates, or like for their birthday, like just a big group of random people, or like you can just have your family and friends there, and they put you on like a train, and the train just goes, and you do a murder mystery on the train. There was some TV show I was watching, I think it was The Simpsons, where they did it, but Marge and Homer had sex instead and ruined it for everyone. I think it was The Simpsons, but it was, I think so, because whoever it was, the girl had big feet, and I think Marge has big feet. And it was just so funny. But they do it in real life, bro.
That sounds pretty fun. With a big group of friends, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean,
same like, you know, like an escape room.
That's what I was
going
to say. Yeah. They need to make a boom of, like, friend activities.
Yeah. Big, like, friend group activities. Like escape rooms or murder mysteries.
Yeah. Or, like, more laser tag places, or like, I remember being at, is it Disneyland or Disney World in Florida?
I don't know.
I think it's Disney World. I don't know. Either or, the Disney place in Florida, I remember as a kid, they had this giant Dr. Seuss arena. And it was like a giant ball pit in the middle. And then there was ridges along the sides you can walk on. And then the second floor that had machine guns that shoot balls out. And it was like, you can rent it for like kids. And it would be like the blue team and red team. And you had to hold down the fort. And it was just so cool, bro. Like,
that sounds,
they need to make more of these kind of things.
That sounds so fucking cool.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that could be like airsoft, but that's,
that hurts.
Yeah, and that's more like
realism.
Yeah, to where like shooting giant foam balls out of machine guns. Right. That would be cool, like to hold down a fort. That's another business idea right there to make us richer.
I mean, do we even need more money at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Or giant friend mazes.
Bro, I swear those are real.
I mean, they have corn mazes everywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
I never really dared to go into the advanced mazes. Like, they would have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I would never go in the advanced ones. That's too scary.
Yeah.
That's way too scary.
Just imagine you get lost in one of those, and then it just gets dark.
There's no getting out. And you're getting bit up by mosquitoes all night. And then here comes the killers. So what are you gonna do?
All wearing their pig masks.
That'd be scary. That'd be really scary. But Halloween is approaching.
It is.
So you better get ready.
It's canceled this year, though.
It is. They moved it.
Yep.
To February.
March. Oh.
March. February, March got merged into 1 month.
Yep, for next year. To compensate for 2020.
It's a 90-day month. That would be so much cooler.
Why?
We could separate the year into 4 months.
And just be have every month be a season?
Yeah. Bro.
That's next level.
There's
shit
literally
that you
just no
thought
point
of
in having months except for it. Like, we can just go into trimesters. Or what would a
quad
yeah
something? That's a semester.
Oh, yeah, because, right? Wait.
No, a semester is
two.
Two. What's
and then trimester is three. And then quadmaster, I don't know.
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Whatever the four one is, we could just have that and just name them whatever. And just do 90-day months.
I mean, I'd be fine with that. But at the same time, why would we change it?
Be cool.
It'd be cool to do something different.
Yeah.
That's a $1 million idea right there.
Mm-hmm. I
bring
mean
that up to the president.
I think it'd get passed. But would the whole world follow it?
I mean, it'd be, well,
because they don't,
wait,
we're on a whole different measuring scale.
I was about to say,
scale.
It'd be pretty easy for the world to follow, but no, it wouldn't, because everybody else has different seasons.
Yeah,
so
and
we can't do that.
They don't, well, they're on the metric system, too.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the calendar.
But I mean, if ever, that doesn't, no, it does, actually, because think about it. If we can't even follow the world in the metric system, what makes them want to follow us in our stupid new monthly schedule?
Well, I don't really see the metric system as having to do with anything about that.
No. The point in.
I understand the point, but it's like, what? Fuck the metric system.
It is fuck the metric system. That's stupid. It's so stupid, bro.
No, like, but for real.
Like, 100 kilometers is only like 60 miles an hour.
I guess.
That's stupid, bro. Like, when they say, we just broke the world record speed attempt, 400 kilometers. Like, don't say that, bro. Just say 300 miles an hour. 400 kilometers is just like telling people you got a long wiener when you don't. Because you're just making the number bigger.
Because you say, yeah, I got 10. My dick is 10.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
10 centimeters? That's pretty small.
Like, it's like, man, my car has a top speed of 260. And it's like, what? I'm just talking about kilometers.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Interesting.
But back to the calendar. The whole world can't accept that because we would base it off seasons when, like, think about it.
But
even in the United States, just, like, think about Florida. Yeah, they can't fucking take that shit up.
No, but think about this. They're in Australia, June is still June, but it's snowing.
Right.
So it would just be based off the name.
I guess. But it would only be relative to us.
No. Because down there, we assume in Michigan that June is summer, right?
Right.
In Australia, they assume June is winter.
That makes
so
sense.
So why wouldn't they just assume middle month here is winter, and then us in America, middle month here, or us in Michigan, middle month here is winter?
Well, because it's not always exactly four seasons. Just but, like, Michigan has pretty much exactly four seasons.
Yeah.
But, like, literally all you gotta do is move down and move down south in the United States, in the same country as us. Like, Florida, they don't get winter.
That's true. But I feel like all we're doing here is changing the names.
Right.
Not dividing the seasons. So the seasons will still merge correctly for everyone else.
I guess.
Obviously, because we're not changing the world's temperature or weather.
Well, we could, since we're so rich.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could. We could just get 100 million cars and just rev them at one time.
That's not how I would do it.
That'd be the cool way.
That would be the cool way.
But, anyways, I feel like it would work, because it's not corresponding with seasons.
Yeah, but dividing it by four corresponds it to seasons, like, anyway.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that. That, about the four seasons.
I guess. You just want longer months, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because things won't seem so far away.
No, they'll seem farther away.
No, because look, when I think of the Xbox release, it's 2 months away. But if I just be like, oh, the Xbox comes out this month, bro. See?
It's only, you know, 60 days.
But no one says that. No one says, bro, the Xbox comes out 90 days, man. They say 2 months.
3 months? 3 months is 90 days.
Yeah, bro. You get what I'm saying, though. I could just say, bro, the Xbox comes out this month, and everyone's, yeah. But if I say, 3 months, bro, Xbox comes out, no one's excited at all.
But at the same time, think about it. Like, let's say the Xbox would come out in the next set of month.
Yeah.
You'd be like, damn.
Next month.
Xbox comes out next month? That's taking so fucking long.
Exactly, and that'd be the new measurement of longevity. But here, it's like the kilometer paradox. I'm just compensating.
For your
dick. Yeah, so I'm just like, bro, the Xbox is 3 months away, bro. But with our new schedule, we just say 1 month and boost morale. Or we just say this month and boost morale. Sales would go up.
Sales would go up.
Pre-orders would skyrocket. You go on the street and tell a random lady, bro, hey, Xbox comes out this month. They're going to rush to Target to pre-order.
I don't think they will, because then they'll be like, oh, it comes out this month? That means I got like 50 days to do it.
But they don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
They won't know the exact date.
You're right.
They're just like, a month.
I got to go get it now.
Exactly. And I go to the store and they explain to them, well, it's still 90 days for release, but it's this month. And they're like, already here.
I'm already here. It's still this month.
I could be a businessman. That's genius right there. You're telling me that's not genius.
I mean, that's a good plan for money wise.
Because don't they implement that now? I mean, Nintendo.
I mean, the quarterly?
Well, yeah. Like, Nintendo, when they do their releases, like when they do a Nintendo Direct, they're like, you can get it in 3 months. But any other game company, like, if they announce Elder Scrolls, they're like, oh yeah, we're working on it. And then it comes out 5 years later. So,
right.
We're working with the Nintendo side of things.
Which everyone Nintendo else is, does, from what I've seen on Twitter, Nintendo has the highest stock in Japan.
Japan ain't no joke, brother.
That's true.
I know you. You like to clown on Japanese people.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, he doesn't do that at all. He just admires their culture, just like me.
You admire their women.
Yes. You know, the real ones and the fake ones.
I would like to go to Japan. How would you feel about going to Japan?
You know, I was supposed to be planning a Japan trip next year, actually.
Good invite.
I mean, you would have been invited. I mean, anyone's invited. I was just going to go by myself.
Oh.
Because I assume nobody else wants to just take a trip to Japan. But that's a lot of hassle.
Me and GK do.
Let's go. What's stopping us? When are we going?
I was about to say money, but I was like, wait, we're rich.
Exactly.
What am I thinking?
Realistically, how much would you probably have to save up to go to Japan? $5,000? $10,000?
That's a lot of money. I mean, not for a rich man like me.
But theoretically, if we were poor.
Right.
Would we have to save like $5,000, $10,000?
I definitely don't think it would be that much. Maybe like $2,000.
Bro, think about it. Well, flights...
If we live on the cheap side over there, not on the like the
yeah.
cheap, like...
I'm just saying, moderately.
Yeah. If we live moderately.
Right now, a round flight's like $600.
That's not bad.
But that's Corona prices. I think it's actually cheaper than that. I think it's like $400 a round flight.
That ain't bad.
So, okay. So, let's say $400 flight, and that's round trip. How much could the hotels be? Couldn't be that much.
Right. Let's just say it's $400. How long would you think we would stay there? A week?
A week. Week and a half?
Let's say it's $100 a night.
Okay.
Let's just round up to $100 a night.
So, $700. We stay there for a week. So, we're at $1,100 right now. And that's just on basic living for the week and getting there.
We need food.
Food, we can add...
A couple hundred.
I'd say $400 on food.
That's a lot, but let's just say we spend a lot on food just because we can.
Yeah, so...
So that's $1,500 right there. And that's able to live there for an entire week and get back, and we would be able to just do that.
Yes.
So let's say we drop another $500 to say do shit.
No, we need more than that.
How much do you think we would need to do shit?
The Pokemon Center, bro. Each plushie is like $100.
I don't want to buy a plushie. Okay, let's.
I feel like things gotta be expensive over there.
Let's not talk about buying shit.
Just going places.
Doing shit. Yeah.
Okay, so we'd have to rent a car. Well, actually, no. People don't really drive that much there.
Yeah, it's either like taxi, Uber, or whatever. However you get around in Japan.
How the fuck would we even know the language?
We wouldn't. There's a lot of people know English.
What if the Yakuza grab us up?
That'd be the dream. Then we get to stay in Japan forever.
And dead. We're POWs.
That'd be fine. Mm-hmm. It'd be definitely an experience.
So it's really not that expensive to go there.
Let's say $2,000.
That's it.
And that's money.
But to go to Japan, all the way across the world.
In one of the best countries in the world.
Well, I don't even have a passport, so that's another $100.
Yeah, that's a you problem. I mean, I don't have a passport either, but I'm built different, so they'll be fine with
you. You can just go off your ID.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah, they don't mind.
Bro, we all save up $5,000. Go to Japan. Buy everything.
Yeah.
Just can't afford to get back.
And then we die there.
That'd be sweet. We can just overstay our visas.
Yeah.
When it comes to this thing.
You're really thinking about this hard.
Whoa.
The only bad thing is, imagine how much work, like a whole week of work missing out. Damn, that's just a loss.
Just quit. Get a job in Japan.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Could you even call off a whole week of work? Like, just a regular job? Would they even let you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know about a regular job, but at my job, yeah.
You'd be like, taking a week off, boss.
Well, I gotta give them, you know, a couple months advance. By months, probably not a couple months.
Maybe a
couple weeks. Yeah, maybe a month.
Bro. We're doing this. But what's stopping people from just running away?
It'll ruin the rest of their lives.
Like, if I just hopped on a plane and went to Japan and just hit out and just became a local?
Well, you can't do that because of overstaying visas.
Yeah, but that's true. But what's stopping someone from going to, like, to Russia or something, just living in the mountains?
Nothing. If you really, truly are done with society, then nothing. But if you want to come back to society in any way...
then something.
Right. That's which is the government.
That's really interesting. Is there any places where you can just go there and live?
I don't know.
Like, if I just took a flight there, like, they're accepting me just without any questions asked. Like, oh, you want to live here? Cool.
Probably not. Maybe Bangladesh.
Yeah, but I don't know if they'll... they'll probably just stab me up a few times. Just fuck me up a little bit. Rough me up. It's kind of scary. But what if I commit a crime in the air? What happens then? Like, over the ocean?
I think it depends on, like, where in the ocean you are. Where over the ocean you are.
There's so many loopholes.
Yeah.
Because I know there's places in America where you can kill someone technically and get away with it.
How?
Where, like, the four corners of a state meet. Mm-hmm. There's no laws or something. I don't know, I was watching a video about it. There's a place near, Yellowstone. But you can't really access it where, like, four or three states meet.
Where, like, the four blocky states, like, New Mexico, Wyoming, I think. Well,
Yellowstone's not over there.
But where's Yellowstone?
There's a few areas. Maybe it is. I know there's a few places where there's just, like, no laws or no things, but it's, like, a 10x10 space. And I'm sure they could just say, oh, you were outside the 10x10 space when you killed this guy.
Yeah. Like, the four corners of those states, those Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Four I think corners it's there. Right there. I don't think there's any other four corners.
There has to be.
I'm not seeing any. Anyway, That'd be pretty cool. Where you can just kill a man and just get away with it.
Yeah, but then you gotta live with the everlasting guilt on your mind. It just weighs heavy on your conscience and you just go crazy.
That depends on who you are, my friend.
That's true. You ever think about how people can just kill someone and just keep it pushing?
I don't understand.
Like, I know some people when they say they kill their first person, they just throw up.
Yeah. Because you just ended somebody's life.
But, like, when I'm watching a video of someone get killed, I don't throw up.
Right. Because you're not doing it.
Like, what if I do VR, though? You think my body would just trick itself? Like, if the graphics are good enough, then just VR kill someone?
I mean, like, if you're just on the headset, no. But, like, if you're in, like, a full immersion VR, maybe.
Like, I wonder how many things we can trick the human mind of doing.
Like, have you ever seen Ready Player One?
No.
Have you seen just the trailers for it, though? Mm-hmm. Like, imagine that. Imagine killing somebody in that.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd probably fuck you up.
But, like, you know how dogs, like, they hump the air? They think they're humping another dog?
Yeah.
When they're just extremely just...
horny?
Yeah, they just want to get going. They start humping anything.
Yeah.
Their brain's probably just going lunatic haywire. Like, it can't handle itself. They start humping the air.
Yeah.
Like, what if that happens to us? We're just filled with rage. We get put into a VR headset and we just stab someone up a few times and then we just throw up. That's gotta happen. Like, I feel like you can trick the human brain into a lot of things.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, especially with drugs.
Well, that doesn't count as tricking. Because you're actually putting something inside of you and altering your brain state. Like, it has to be visual.
But what if you trick somebody to take drugs?
I don't think that counts.
But then it's still tricking the mind.
No, bro, that don't count. Don't count at all.
Okay.
It has to be like... you ever seen those videos where people put a headphones on and a blindfold and they play auditory sounds like someone knocking on the door?
Yeah.
Like those?
Yeah.
Like that's tricking the mind?
Yeah.
So like... or people put ping pong balls in their eyes and read the light. I don't know how true it is, but I've seen it a lot.
What?
People essentially put ping pong balls cut in half on their eyes. They tape them. And they close their eyes. and then you put like red LED lights or just a red light, you're staring down the TV, and it's supposed to make you hallucinate and just go crazy.
Like actually crazy, or just hallucinate until you take them off?
You hallucinate until you take them off. I don't ever want to try.
I was about to say, you want to do that?
No, bro.
Why?
Hallucinating looks like it's very scary.
How about, have you ever seen a sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah, I do want to try that.
That sounds so scary to me.
There was this place in the city of Wyandotte, which none of us live in. And there was a place, I'm not going to name it. Well, it's out of business now. It was called Black Magic. It's out of business, so I guess it doesn't really matter. And they had, like, all the weird stuff, like oxygen, an oxygen bar. And it was, like, it looked pretty good in the front room.
You ever been to one of those?
Yeah, I actually tried it. It was free. The girls I went with, they got me in for free. And, I guess because they knew the owner or something. So, I wasn't going to pay fucking $30 to huff on oxygen for 20 minutes. So, it was, like, they put us in a massage chair and you put these tubes in your nose, whatnot. And then, the front room was all, like, witch stuff, like, oh, we can cast spells, all that weird stuff. And in the back room, dude, the workers were such weirdos.
I can imagine.
Oh, I got some stories to tell about those guys. But we walk in, he's like, hey, do you want to see something cool? I was like, sure. Takes us to this back dark room. The curtains were hanging up everywhere. And it was just a sensory deprivation tank. Just a huge one. It was like a $15,000 tank just chilling.
That'd be crazy.
And he was like, yeah, no one ever uses it. It hasn't even been used once. And it's just sitting back there. And, bro, I just wanted to use it so bad. Kalahari has one.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That just sounds so scary.
Yeah, I heard people hallucinate in there a lot. Like, but it has to be cool, bro.
Yeah. Because, I mean, just think about it. You're literally just sitting in total dark water. That's it.
No sound, just... How do astronauts not hallucinate then? Oh, they have visuals still.
Right.
But if they were to black out their mask, they'd probably...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. That's really crazy, bro.
Like, I couldn't imagine losing one of my senses.
Wait, then how come deaf and blind people don't have these hallucinations? They could. They just have no way to tell us.
Maybe, yeah. But at the same time... But at the same time, I mean, just because you're deaf doesn't mean you're blind, and just because you're blind doesn't mean you're deaf.
What if you actually are?
Like, both.
Yeah. Like, what do you do at that
you
point?
You still...
Like, Helen Keller
still
was
feel.
Allegedly blind and deaf.
You can still feel. You can still smell.
That's true. How do you even teach someone who's blind and deaf?
What are the senses? Touch, smell, taste.
Wait. Touch, taste, smell... Sight.
Listen.
Hear. The five senses. Well, obviously, they debate whether there's more than five.
Oh, there are. 100%.
Yeah, definitely. But. Like, you can tell when someone's staring at you, so... But I don't know what you'd call that. But the basic five
sense
senses.
Sense of balance. Like, there's a bunch
of
more.
Those are in your ears.
Right.
But
the five basic ones are touch, taste, smell... sight and hearing.
So how do you teach someone who has no sight or hearing?
With smell.
Oh, what the fuck?
With
how do you
smell,
communicate
taste,
smell,
taste, and touch.
But, like, how? Like, there's no way Helen Keller was real.
What?
Think about that, bro. Like, you did all that stuff while deaf and blind.
You could learn so much through touch.
How do you learn words through touch? Like, realistically, how do you tell someone what something is through touch?
I don't know, bro.
You see what I'm saying, bro? There's
like
no way
Braille?
This woman existed.
Like Braille.
But how would they know what Braille even is? What are they thinking they're touching? We can't tell them.
Bro.
Well, you can tell a blind person what Braille is. So it's like, what? How does... Like, there's no way Helen Keller was real. This has to be a made-up story.
I don't even know what Helen Keller, like, what her significance is.
Bro, she hid from Nazis in an attic. How did she know they were coming? And she used to steal food off people's tables.
What?
Yes, bro. I'm telling you. It has to be a motivational story. It's just been passed down.
How did Helen Keller learn?
She could fly a plane, bro.
No.
Yes, bro. Deaf and blind. And look at us. There's no way, bro.
Helen Keller did learn to read lips by placing her fingers very gently on a person's lips inside of their face.
Do you see what I'm saying?
What?
It doesn't make sense. Like,
how do you learn the basic? Like, how do you know what they're talking about?
I can't comprehend that at all. I can't. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's how advanced the human brain is, and we don't even get it, bro. We could teach someone with the two most important senses how to replace them. Like, there has to be, like, otherworldly stuff going on in her brain where she's able to process this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people, like, develop the dolphin thing. Have you seen that?
No, what's a dolphin thing?
Where blind people do the clicks out of their mouth, and they can tell how far away things are, just like dolphins
do. Echolocation?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Bro, like, humans can develop echolocation. That's nuts to me, bro. Like, there's probably so many different things we could do.
Bro,
there's no reason a human should be able to know echolocation just based off them being blind.
Right.
Like, that's just...
I'm trying to look up how Helen Keller learned, and I don't understand. I still don't understand.
It baffles me. It behooves me.
It just doesn't add up.
That's why I'm starting to think maybe she didn't exist. Maybe she's just like...
There's literally pictures of her.
Bro, she has to be American propaganda to boost morale.
For why? Who cares about the morale, like...
Bro, think about it.
Why do they need the morale of deaf, blind people?
Because they're, like, probably during World War II, they're like, we need a new hero.
She was born in 1880.
Yeah, but she probably lived through World War II. Because I'm sure she hid from Nazis. I think they were talking about, like, she hid from in the attic from Nazis and wrote a diary. I don't know how she
did that. That's Anne Frank, bro.
Oh. I'm tripping, bro. Maybe she wasn't so spectacular then. I'm applying Anne Frank's accomplishments to Helen Keller.
Bro.
Wait, but Helen Keller could fly a plane, though. She really could.
Could Helen Keller...
Is there a bunch of questions for her?
Yeah. Fly a plane. Yes, in 1946, Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf, flew a Paris-bound plane over the Mediterranean Sea for about 20 minutes.
Bro, imagine your pilot blaming Helen Keller. Bro, I'd trip out. I'd start having a panic attack. That's nuts to me, bro.
That's fucked.
I bet she could drive a car, too. She has to have built-in echolocation or something.
Bro.
That
I mean, like...
She just had to, like, evolve.
Well, like, when blind people do it, they're doing it off, based off, like, hearing the click come back, right?
Yeah.
So, how did she get echolocation?
Her pores, I don't know, bro.
Her pores just feeling it? I mean, they do say when you lose one sense, the others are amplified.
But what other ones that would help her with things like
touch? Like what you just said. Imagine getting your echolocation waves back and it hitting your pores and you can feel it.
Yeah, and like, bro, you know our sixth sense that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
I wonder what hers feels like. Like, it's gotta be, like, crazy. Like, I bet if you went to slap her, she would know.
100%.
Just because her sixth sense is like, yo, this dude's trying to slap me.
Right.
Bro. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. There's no way that should be possible. Like,
I don't understand how you start.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the hard part.
I always kept thinking about these experiments in my head. Like, what if I just... You give birth to a baby. You just place her or him. And do just a black room. Like, you just sensory deprive a baby. You feed it and everything, but...
What is, like, how does it function?
Like, does it just start floating? Like, does the sensory deprivation just... That's all the baby knows to this point, huh? So they might think the hallucinations are normal. And then when they go out into the real world, they're like, there's no way.
It's
all fake. Yeah, and they just go crazy, and they unleash their powers. Like, they probably grow powers, bro.
This is like an allegory that I fucking learned in fucking AP literature.
What is called allegory?
Allegory is like a story within a story, or like a story that has a hidden meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever read like fucking Lord of the Flies or Animal Farm?
Yeah. Animal Farm, yeah.
That's an allegory for communism.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, I get what you're saying.
So, hidden meaning within shit. But in...
So, like, a subliminal message.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty sure it's an allegory where it's called, like... I don't know what it's exactly called, but it's basically dumbasses in a cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's, like, three dumbasses in a cave that are strapped in a cave just looking at a wall. There's a fire behind them. And... Okay, so just imagine this. There's three people looking at this wall.
Yeah.
There's a fire behind them.
Yeah.
And behind that fire is a hole, like the opening of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
So all they see is... All they're allowed to see is the wall, mm-hmm. right? But since the fire's there, and since light comes through the cave, they can see the shadows of people walking past.
Yeah.
So their entire world is those shadows.
And they don't know what's outside of the cave.
And they don't know what's behind them. So when one finally breaks free and tells them, hey, these shadows aren't real, none of them believe it.
So that's just like human life. We're like,
right.
Bro, we don't revolve. Or like the sun doesn't revolve around us.
Right. Like, isn't that fucking...
So it's like that, but a dumbed down version.
Basically.
But we see this every day in life. Like, your cat doesn't know. Well, okay. Your cat knows what outside is, obviously, and all that, but like...
Kinda. Not really.
I'm sure your cat doesn't know that lions exist.
Right.
Like, we could have a bigger form, we don't know.
That's why aliens are real.
Yes, bro, we don't know, bro. We don't know, bro.
There's so much that we just don't know.
What if we are the aliens and we just haven't got there yet?
Yeah.
And we're just waiting on all these other planets to sprout life, and we go see them, and they're like...
Well, what are you doing?
Right. This world.
Like, that allegory of the cave is like...
That's a good allegory.
Because it's like, it can apply to so many situations.
Yeah, like, the baby thing.
Yeah.
What if we're an allegory right now?
That'd be pretty crazy.
Like, this could just be an astral projection. And I would not know.
Right. We could be able to feel it, we could be able to touch it and shit, but... We would not know if it's truly astral projection.
Well, an astral projection is something else.
I don't even know what an astral projection
is. It's like you're in two places at one time. You're like, your body feels like you're in two places at one time.
Like an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, kind of. Like, but that body is like across the world.
Mm.
I don't know how to explain it, but I know it's really weird. Like, really weird, bro.
Think it's real?
I don't know. Because I know, like, lucid dreams are real. And that's pretty trippy in itself. Like, you just living a whole other world where you can feel things almost in your brain.
It feels real.
Yeah, in your brain.
But it's just your brain making up shit. It's just your imagination.
Dude, there's no reason for that to exist. Like, at
all. I mean, it already kind of exists with regular imagination. It's just amplified in lucid dreams.
But it's, like, amplified to the extreme.
Right, I don't understand how it's amplified so much.
Because when you daydream, it's like... It almost feels like it's see-through, like...
Right.
Like, it's just not that strong. But then when you dream, I'm sure it gets stronger. But then when you lucid dream...
Right.
Bro.
That shit's next level.
Like, that's some scary stuff.
You can
stuff.
Do whatever you want.
Like, that's some scary stuff, bro. But if you have no control over it, you're done for.
Yeah.
Like, what's stopping you from just waking up and just taking a knife to the heart?
Just what?
Like, if, like, you're talking to, like, a wizard in your dream, your lucid dream, they're like, you gotta do it. So you wake up, but you don't realize you woke up, and you just...
I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure there's stories of that.
There has to be.
100%.
Where, like, people just mass die off a lucid dream. Dude. Is there anything to induce a lucid dream, like any drugs?
I think so, actually. I'm gonna look it up.
We're gonna have to do some experiments on each other. We lock each other in the room under the staircase and just force feed these drugs.
Drugs to induce lucid dreams.
Cause I know melatonin gives me nightmares.
Really?
Yeah, like bad nightmares, bro. Like where I'm killing people. Like bad, bro. Like, I remember I took a melatonin one day. And I had this dream where my brother, he's walking down the street coming in. And then all of a sudden, there's a grizzly bear just outside. I hurry up and tell him to come in. And I go outside with a gun and try to shoot the bear. And it just destroys me. It just rips me to pieces. And I just wake up in shambles.
So, I remember watching some videos on how to induce lucid dreaming without drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways to do it, like, every night, if you really wanted to.
I did that before, and it works. Like, writing a dream journal.
Yeah, writing a dream journal, that works. Or, like,
yeah, it works.
I saw this one where it was, like, every time you walk through a doorway, count the number of fingers you have on your hand.
What? Wait, while you're in the dream?
No, just always. Every time you walk through a doorway. Because doorways are so common, just everywhere, that, like, If you do it so often, you'll get used to doing it, and then you'll start doing it in your dreams. And then once you do it in your dreams, and then you, like, look at your hands in your dreams, and you try to count it, and you're like, oh, shit, I have 18 fingers, or some shit like that.
No.
Then you're like, wait, I'm in a dream.
But that's when you unlock scary. It.
That's when you unlock that's the lucid
dream. That's the scary way, though, bro. That's scary. That's the really scary way. Because imagine looking down and you have 18 fingers. Why not just wake up in a lucid dream?
How do you do that?
When I was doing it, I would just leave a dream journal. And I would slowly start remembering my dreams, like, really well. But then I would start to be able to control them while I was in there.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like I can do anything crazy. Like, it's not like, oh, I can just start flying. Like, it kind of just felt like I could sway the outcomes of certain things. Like, I know what to say. Like, if I was trying to have sex with a girl or something in a lucid dream, like, I would know exactly what to say. Like, if I'm in a sticky situation, I know exactly what to say to get out of it. I'd be like, phew, that was a close one, knowing the whole time I was fine.
I've definitely had some where I could just literally make things appear in front of me.
See, that I don't remember ever being able to do that. Like, I just remember living through the dream and being like, wow, I'm awake through this dream. But it felt like just a movie was
being played out. That's how most of my quote-unquote lucid dreams are. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely had some where I can literally just make shit appear.
You know, that's cool. Like, why that's can't we really just stay cool. there forever?
Yeah. Like, I remember specifically this one where I swear it was just like a normal day where I was going to school. And then somehow I was like, wait, I'm dreaming. What the fuck am I doing going to school?
See, like, that's so cool.
And then I specifically remember turning into the Flash.
Dude.
There's a spider right behind you.
Oh, that's a baby. He's just chilling. We gotta keep those ones around.
I agree. But, yeah, I've had things where I will make people appear in front of me or some shit like that. Like, those dreams are so good.
Yeah. They really are.
Damn, we're already on 48 minutes. That was a quick podcast.
This was a good episode, though.
I agree.
We still have a little bit of time to talk about the Xbox.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the Xbox.
Well, how do you feel about the One S or whatever it's called?
The Xbox Series S and the Xbox Series X.
Yes.
The Xbox Series S is 300, Series X is 500. They both release on the same day. Series S is a little bit underpowered compared to the Series X. But
what exactly is underpowered? Doesn't it just not have as many teraflops or something?
Yeah, it's just not as powerful.
And it's digital only, right?
It's digital only, yeah.
See, now I wish they would have did what PlayStation did, digital only X.
Yeah.
I would have bought that.
I wouldn't have.
I know you wouldn't have. But, like, if they knocked it off 150 or something off the price, that would have did it.
But, like, it can still run 1440p at 120 frames per second.
Which is, you probably won't ever reach that.
Yeah, I don't even have a 1440p TV.
Exactly, like, because the Series X can run up to 8K. No one's going to be running 8K gaming.
Anytime soon.
No, like, an 8K TV is like $5,000 right now. Like, no one's going to be doing that. But, I don't know.
So, I mean, in reality, you only need a Series S.
Yeah.
But
I'll get the X.
I'll also get the X.
Like, I don't know.
But it still blows my mind that a new gen, a next gen, not new gen, a next gen console that's going to be able to play big ass games at 1440p is only $300.
Yeah. Even
imagine a PC that you can build with $300. It's dog shit.
I wonder how much money they're losing on these.
I don't think they're losing that much, honestly.
Gotta be at least $200 they're losing.
I honestly don't even think they're losing that much.
You don't think so?
I think they're either breaking even or that's it. I just think they're breaking even.
I think they're losing. Well, they lost on every other console, but they do it purposely because they make money on everything else.
Right.
So, I feel like I got a weird feeling that this is the console that they lose the most on.
It would make sense because they're powerful as fuck.
Yeah, like, I don't think you can build a PC that could run the specs for $500 of an Xbox One X. Like, or an Xbox Series X. Like, I don't think, to build a PC equivalent to this would probably be like $1,200.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah, probably more. Just, and then you got the cool layout, the ease of access, the accessibility.
Right.
And all this, like the social media platforms that comes with it. And just all the other functions that comes with it, with Netflix and all that. Which is really cool. And don't you get to change FOV?
I don't know.
I hope so. Because I always get jealous of PC players' FOV.
I'm not changing my FOV.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't see the point.
In Call of Duty, I'd change my FOV. I could sacrifice a little bit of visibility forward to see more around my sides.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have it where it's at on most games. Maybe Destiny pull it back a little bit, but I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But I do like the S. It's pretty cool that they're giving people a budget option. So I'm sure a lot of kids will be getting that for Christmas instead.
Oh, yeah.
But now we wait to see what Sony says.
I think it's going to be for the digital only, then $500 for the digital. I mean, for the physical.
You think it's going to be the same price?
Probably $400 and $500, I think. Either that or $500 and $600.
I have a feeling it's going to be $600. And I feel like it's going to hurt Sony really badly. Like, I feel like Sony could fuck this up pretty badly.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the Xbox is already losing by default because of how it looks. And people have a really bad misconception about the Xbox already because of the Xbox One's launch.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's not going to help very much. So, if it does start to win, it'll win halfway through its life cycle. Not at the beginning, definitely not. I think Sony's still going to blow it out of the water in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
But halfway through its life cycle, things might flip, especially with the release of Halo and all the other games.
That's what matters. It's just Halo.
Yeah.
Halo Infinite has to be the best game, like, ever.
I hope so. I really hope so.
They're talking about making the multiplayer free for everybody.
That would be sweet.
That'd be amazing.
A lot of people are doing that now. Fortnite really started that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's one good thing Fortnite has really done, is, like, the Battle Pass stuff and free-to-play.
Free, yeah.
And you just gotta pay for cosmetics because, fuck, bro. They start doing that, it's over for the gaming industry.
It already is over for the gaming industry.
Once COVID ends.
Yep.
I hope it never ends. No.
Why is that?
So we never get shitty PS1 games.
On the Xbox Series X.
Bro, that's scary.
That'll never happen. Gaming is so big now, a crash can't happen.
Yeah, isn't it bigger than movies now?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. You've come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
From playing Game Boys. Avoiding the sunlight.
We are the Game Boys.
Everyone games now. Like, it's a cool thing now.
Yeah. Like, remember back in the day when I used to want to talk to my friends about playing Minecraft in school, and they'd be embarrassed. They'd shun me for wanting to talk to them about Minecraft.
But now look, the hottest babes play Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what else can you say?
Yeah.
And people are millionaires off Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
We have a YouTube channel coming soon. Very soon. Like, real soon. And it's going to hit all 8 of your senses. Like, we're going to go nuts.
Mostly the sense of balance.
Yes. But it's going to be great. That's all I got to say.
That's coming very, very soon.
When do you think Sony's going to announce their prices?
I'm pretty sure they're doing a PlayStation 5, like, expo, almost. Or, like, a showcase, like, next week.
They don't even have a release date.
No. They're probably going to announce that and the price at this showcase.
You think they release earlier or later?
Has to be later.
It's crazy. So, Xbox comes out November 13th, right?
10th.
10th?
Yeah.
Okay, Call of Duty comes out November 13th.
Yeah.
So, right at... So, we're going to have, like...
Destiny... The new Destiny DLC comes out November 10th.
Wow. And that's crazy.
And that's a big-ass game.
So...
Cyberpunk comes out in November.
The next gen of 2K. And then there's... Fuck. There's another game that comes out, too. Oh, the Mafia Remaster, I believe, comes out.
I'm going to look up all games that come out in November.
There's going to be, like, a bunch of fucking games. And plus, does it... It's shipping with backwards compatibility, right?
Yeah.
And... Wow.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Oh, I can't wait to play that, bro. I know you're probably not a big fan of that, but...
It'll be alright.
Bro, I'm so excited for that. Like, there's a lot of games I'm excited for. Holy hell, bro. So when are we getting the new Switch?
My God, I hope so soon. God, I hope so soon.
It's gotta be next year.
Oh, yeah.
Because... Switch came out in, what, 2016?
2017.
2017? Yeah, we're due for another one.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm just not looking forward to the day when we get a Series X update. New system.
Those are the big ones. Cyberpunk, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, and Destiny. Wow. I mean, those are all pretty big. That's like some big-ass releases. All within the same couple days.
They should release a new Forza Horizon with it.
I'm pretty sure they're... I don't know about releasing it with it, but...
I know there's a... I think there's a Forza Motorsport.
Yeah.
But I don't
Which
know
about... Which is better than Horizon.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. That's a fucking snooze fest.
No, it's so... Yeah, it's such a snooze Horizon fest. Horizon is dog shit.
Oh, bro, imagine being locked onto a locked track.
Imagine driving Lamborghinis on mud tracks.
That's awesome, bro. That's how I do it in real life. If I was rich... I mean...
What? What did you just say?
If I was richer.
Oh.
You know, Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
If I was Richard Nixon, that's what I would have been doing.
Right.
Instead of being president.
Right, right, right.
I would have just ran Lambos through the mud.
Yeah.
But I don't think Lambos were around when he was president.
They probably were. Wait.
When was he president?
Let me look it up. I gotta look this up quick. Say, Richard Nixon, president. 1969 to 1974.
Oh yeah, they were definitely Lamborghinis.
First Lamborghini.
Lamborghinis were definitely made.
First Lamborghini was the 350 GT. 1967.
Oh, it's close. Cutting it close. It's close. Cutting it close. So there's nothing cool like that. But it was still
there.
There
was Lamborghinis.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. That was a good couple last off topics.
This is a good episode.
I agree.
We really got off into a ramble, but it was good rambles.
Good, very good rambles.
Well.
Not many very dedicated topics, but we just kept going.
Really good. Some insightful topics.
Yeah.
While my eyes are wearing heavy on my lids.
I was tired as fuck the entire thing. Anyway, that's been a fun podcast. See you guys next time. Hopefully it's next week. Hopefully it's the next week after that. Maybe it's someday.
But the point is, we'll see you next time.
For sure.
See you later.
This is not the end of season 2. Season 2 is going on for a while.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I forgot we're in seasons.
Yeah, season 2 is going to go on for a couple more episodes than season 1.
Maybe a couple more years. Maybe a couple more months. Maybe a couple more days.
We'll see. Anyway, that was fun.
See you later.